Today we're taking you to a huge and stunning palace about 2 hours northwest of London. It's called Blenheim Palace. First, John told us why the house was built. It was due to a battle that happened over 300 years ago.
The huge palace built in the early 18th century for the first Duke of Marlborough. He inflicted a huge defeat, unexpected defeat, on the armies of France. The Queen, Queen Anne, she wanted to give him a gift, but she also wanted the future to remember the victory. So she built him this house, this palace to live in, and the dukes still live here to this day on the left where I'm gesturing. But the whole house is built on such a splendid, dramatic scale that it stands as a monument, and that's what it's about. As we look out there, that's the other feature of Blenheim. That's the park, totally man-made, landscaped by Capability Brown in the 1760s. Now, that magnificent landscape there and this wonderful Baroque building contributed, both of them, to Blenheim being chosen as the United Nations in the 1980s as a World Heritage Site. If I tell you other World Heritage Sites are the Pyramids, the Great Wall of China, you realise what a stately home this is. It's the only one in the country, only stately home, which is a World Heritage Site.
So this is definitely a very prestigious title to have. And if you're interested in Winston Churchill, then you've got to visit Blenheim, because this is where Winston Churchill was born and buried.